You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hot Commodity, and C. And today you're checking out our WrestleMania Rewatch series. We are covering WWE WrestleMania 24 live in March 2008 in Orlando, Florida. You could check out WrestleMania 1 through 23 in the archives. And after today, you could check out WrestleMania 24. I'm giving you quick coverage of what happened during the event, and then I'll give you my rating for this specific WrestleMania. I won't go into detail about every match, so it's just quick results and my thoughts. So this WrestleMania starts out with John Legend performing the national anthem. And our first match of the night is a special Belfast brawl, JBL taking on Finlay with Hornswoggle. Hornswoggle got involved numerous times. We saw shillelagh shots. We saw trash can hits. But the end comes and JBL hits Finley's knee with a kendo stick. And JBL lands a clothesline from hell to get the victory over Finlay in the opening match. Finley's a tough guy, but JBL ousted him tonight. We see Kim Kardashian backstage, and she interviews Mr. Kennedy. Fun to see Kim Kardashian knowing how big she became over time. But back in 2008, she just was getting her start and started to become popular. Next, we have the Money in the Bank ladder match. Tag team champion John Morrison taking on Carlito, Shelton Benjamin, CM Punk, Mr. Kennedy, MVP, and Chris Jericho. Decent match here. Fun spots where John Morrison landed a starship pain with the ladder onto all the men on the floor. Matt Hardy returns and hits a twist of fate to MVP off the ladder. And the end comes when CM Punk and Y2J Chris Jericho are fighting on the ladder. Chris Jericho gets hung up, and CM Punk grabs a briefcase, and CM Punk is the Money in the Bank winner. I gave that match a 6 out of 10. It wasn't terrible, but it could have been a bit better. Next, we get introduced to the Hall of Fame class of 2008. We have the Briscoe brothers, Gordon Solie, Soul Man Rocky Johnson, High Chief Peter Maivia, Eddie Graham, Mae Young, and the Nature Boy Ric Flair all getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. Decent class. Next, we have the special interpromotional match. Batista representing SmackDown, taking on Umaga representing Raw. And Batista gets the win after nailing a Batista bomb. I give this a 4 out of 10. Nothing spectacular. Could have been a bit better. And quick match. Really nothing happened from it. Next, the ECW Championship is on the line with the champion Chavo Guerrero defending against Kane. This is like a 9-second match. Kane shows up from behind and lands a chokeslam. And in quick time, Kane becomes a new ECW champion. And I gave that match a 2 out of 10 because there really wasn't much action. Next, Raven Simone shows up and shows us the Make-A-Wish kids who are in the audience. Cool to see Raven Simone. I was a big Disney Channel That's a Ravens fan, so it's cool to see her in the arena. Next, we have probably one of the matches of the night, the career-threatening match, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels versus the Nature Boy Ric Flair. If Ric Flair loses this one, he must retire. And in a sad moment, these guys went back and forth. Ric Flair showed tremendous ability, but Shawn Michaels mouths the words, "I'm sorry, I love you," and then lands a sweet chin music, and it is the end of Ric Flair. I gave this match an 8 out of 10. Great action. Shawn Michaels is Mr. WrestleMania. Seeing Ric Flair hug his kids, including Charlotte Flair, at ringside was a special moment, and the fans were eating this up, and they were 100 tons behind the Nature Boy. Next, we have a special tag team Playboy Lumberjill match. Snoop Dogg comes out riding a cart to the ring with the Divas following him. And this tag match is Maria and Ashley versus the WWE Women's Champion, the Glamazon Beth Phoenix, and Melina with Santino Marella. During the match, the lights went out, so kind of weird seeing that. Santino pulls Maria out to the floor. Jerry Lawler attacks Santino. And then Beth nails a fisherman's buster to Maria to get the pin for their team. 5 out of 10, the Glamazon was a great wrestler, but this match was to promote the Playboy Divas and not really the actual competitors. After, Santino laughs at Maria, but then Snoop Dogg clotheslines Santino and makes out with Maria. And Santino has a great night. He comes out with the Divas, gets to clothesline Santino, and gets to make out with Maria. Next, we have the WWE Championship on the line in a triple threat match. The WWE Champion Randy Orton defending against Triple H and John Cena. This is a decent triple threat match. I really hadn't seen this match prior. great action between all three men, but the end comes after Randy Orton punched Triple H after Triple H lands a pedigree to John Cena and he pins John Cena, stealing the victory and retaining the title here at WrestleMania. I gave this match a 7 out of 10, decent work, but of course the legend killer of the Apex Predator has to come in and steal that victory. Next, we have the Big Show taking on Floyd Money Mayweather. This was terrible. Big Show just annihilated all of Floyd's friends. Floyd is a famous boxer for those of you who are not aware. During the match, Floyd grabs brass knuckles, punches the Big Show, and Big Show gets knocked out, and Floyd gets the victory. I gave this a 2 out of 10. It made a complete mockery of the Big Show, and it was not good. Kim Kardashian comes out next and announces the attendance for people in the arena at 74,635 people, all there for a great night of WrestleMania action. And we've made to our main event at WrestleMania 24, the World Heavyweight Championship on the line. The World Heavyweight Champion, the Radar Superstar Edge, the Ultimate Opportunist, defending against the Phenom, the Undertaker. And this was a great match between the two. Edge nails the Undertaker with a camera, but Undertaker is able to nail a tombstone. The Edge heads run out. Undertaker is able to choke slam one on top of the other. Edge lands a spear. Actually, two spears, but Undertaker is able to apply the Hell's Gate and Edge taps out, and we have a new World Heavyweight Champion in the Undertaker, and the streak continues. I gave that match an 8 out of 10. All in all, this is a decent WrestleMania. The best matches on the card were the Triple Threat WWE title match, Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels, and the main event, The Undertaker versus Edge. Next year, we're pulling up to WrestleMania 25, the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania. It was a great show. But let me know in the comments below what you think about this WrestleMania 24. What was your favorite match, your least favorite match, best moments? Let me know in the comments. Make sure you subscribe, like, and hit that notification bell on YouTube to stay notified when new content is created. Check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.